Thank you, Mr. President. I have the honor to speak on behalf of the European Union and its member states. The candidate countries, North Macedonia, Montenegro, Albania, Ukraine, and Republic of Moldova, the EFTA country, Norway, member of the European Economic Area, align themselves with the statement. The current complex security landscape underscores the critical importance of advancing disarmament, non-proliferation, and arms control efforts. The EU reaffirms its commitment to these goals and calls for further progress to enhance global and regional security. The EU recognizes the legitimate interests of non-nuclear weapon states in receiving unequivocal security assurances from nuclear weapon states against the use or threat of use of nuclear weapons. Negative security assurances are important components of binding and agreed security arrangements, strengthening the nuclear non-proliferation regime, contributing to confidence building and nuclear disarmament, and enhancing regional and global security in line with the goals and objectives of the Non-Proliferation Treaty. The EU acknowledges the critical importance of nuclear weapon-free zones for peace and security and remains committed to the implementation of the resolution on the Middle East adopted at the 1995 NPT Review Conference. The EU recognizes that treaty-based assurances are available to nuclear weapon-free zones which already comprise more than 100 states and acknowledge the critical role the treaties establishing nuclear weapons zones as well as other similar instruments play in maintaining international and regional peace and security. We encourage nuclear weapon states to sign and ratify the relevant protocols to the treaties drawn up following the requisite consultations. We stress the importance of continued reaffirmation by nuclear weapon states of their existing security assurances noted by relevant UN Security Council resolutions, including UN Security Council Resolution 984 and recalled in Resolution 1887 and 2310. We also call on those states in existing nuclear weapon-free zones that have not yet done so to sign and ratify the relevant nuclear weapon-free zones treaties. Mr. President, it remains a strategic priority of the EU to support peace and stability in the entire Middle East. The EU reaffirms its full support for the establishment of a Middle East zone free of nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction and their delivery systems. The EU recalls its commitment to the 2010 NPT Review Conference Action Plan and to the fact that such zones can only be established on the basis of arrangements freely arrived at between all states of the region concerned. The EU reaffirms its readiness to assist the process leading to the establishment of a Middle East zone free of nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction and their delivery systems, as it has done in the past by facilitating dialogue among states of the region. In addition to specific legislative acts to support UN work in this regard, the UN provided significant funding to the UN Institute for Disarmament Research on a process of confidence building, most recently through the EU Council decision 2023/1306 of 26 June 2023. This funding supports a process of confidence building initiatives within the region, facilitating progress towards the establishment of an effective, verifiable, inclusive, and sustainable Middle East zone free of WMD. As agreed by the 2010 NPT Review Conference, the Conference on Disarmament should that in the context of an agreed, comprehensive and balanced program of work, immediately commence discussions on effective international arrangements to reassure non-nuclear weapon states against the use or threat of use of nuclear weapons, to discuss substantively without limitation with a view to elaborating recommendations dealing with all aspects of this issue, not excluding an international legally binding instrument. The EU is ready to engage in discussions about future negotiations on negative security assurances. This could be done alongside the immediate commencement of negotiations on a fissile material cutoff treaty in the Conference on Disarmament. Reason concerning developments such as Russia's irresponsible nuclear rhetoric and threats to use nuclear force in its war of aggression against Ukraine underscore the importance of strengthening the nuclear non-proliferation and disarmament architecture, with NSA remaining high on our agenda and a program of work. Mr. President, full adherence by all nuclear weapon states to existing obligations and commitments related to security assurances is vitally important. In this regard, the EU condemns Russia's action, irresponsible nuclear rhetoric and threats to use nuclear force in its illegal, unjustified and unprovoked war of aggression against Ukraine and its blatant violations of the Budapest Memorandum, which undermine the credibility of security assurances and pose grave threats to international peace and security. The EU condemns such actions and reaffirms its unwavering support for Ukraine's sovereignty, territorial integrity within its internationally recognized borders and its inherent right to self-defense against Russia's war of aggression. I thank you, Mr. President.